Hi, welcome to DriveCast. This is Ed Travers, teaching pastor at Life Point in Westerville. This past Sunday, we continued in our series, Now Playing, The Best of the Best, where we look at faith through the lens of film. And what we say is that good stories often point to great stories. And we looked at The Pursuit of Happiness, this movie where this man is destitute and homeless and ends up becoming a super success. So that's the question then. Is this what happiness is all about, is finding happiness in the lens of the world? And as Ryan was teaching, he brought up several passages and showed us how Paul really pointed to something a little bit deeper than that. And then he took us to the passage of Galatians 5, verse 19 through 24. It says this: Now the works of the flesh are evident: sexual immorality, impurity, sensuality, idolatry, sorcery, enmity, strife, jealousy, fits of rage, anger, rivalries, dissensions, envy, drunkenness, and orgies and things alike. I warn you, as I warned you before, that those who do such things will not inherit the kingdom of God. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, and gentleness, self-control. Against such things there is no law. And those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified their flesh with its passions and desires. If we live by the Spirit, let us also keep in step with the Spirit. The passage of Scripture is one in which Paul is really outlining what it looks like to live a life of flesh, or basically the world. This is when we cave into our own desires. And then the other side of that is a life led by the Spirit of God, that when we find Christ, when we realize that there's no condemnation for those who are in Christ, that those who have given their lives to Christ, that we can allow Christ, His Holy Spirit, living in us to lead our lives. And when we cooperate, the fruit of that is love, joy, and peace, and patience, and kindness, and goodness, and gentleness, and self-control. Things that we would never find regretful in our life. So the question then is, what is the pursuit of happiness? And what Paul is saying is that, look, when you pursue happiness through the world standards, which is basically give in to your desires, find that thing that makes you happy and pursue it, go after it. And what happens is when you do that, you basically allow your feelings and your circumstances to dictate to you if you're going to be satisfied and even happy. So when things aren't going the way they want, that's when you're unhappy. And that's when you see the result of the flesh, those anger and rage and jealousy. And, we look at other people's lives and think, man, why can't I have what they have? Why am I not satisfied? And that leads to all types of things that usually end up leading us down a path we regret. But Christ has freed us from this. Those are the things that have broken our relationship with God in the first place. So what is happiness? Well, I think what Paul was outlining there is that, look, when you follow the Spirit of God, you allow the Holy Spirit to control your life, the natural things that come out of your life, even in the midst of circumstances that are difficult, even in the midst of, situations where we don't get what we want, are still love and joy and peace and patience and kindness and goodness and gentleness and self-control. Things that, this is what we admire in others. These are the characteristics we want for our children. These are the things we want for our friends and for our loved ones. We want them to experience these things. And we believe that if they're happy, that this would be the result. But that's not how it works. In the Holy Spirit, when you follow His lead, that's where this comes from, not from our desires. I think the beauty of following God for a while is that I've learned that my desires change over time. Things I used to like and used to think were gonna satisfy me no longer really do. And the things that I really wanted to satisfy my life, I find that when I get them, they don't really do it. But I've also found that in life, that as I follow the Holy Spirit's lead, as I follow His commands for my life, I've found that there's a peace and a patience and a kindness that comes into me. I find to love people that I didn't used to love. I care about people and their desires more than I care about my own, even at times. I find myself praying for others and wanting to serve others. Things that I wouldn't naturally have wanted to do, but the things that actually bring me the most joy. Lord, I pray You teach us about true happiness. Teach us to have our hearts satisfied in You, lead our lives. And I ask You, God, that as You do that, we would experience Your kindness and Your joy and Your fruit of Your Spirit. We love You, Lord. Pray that You guide us in Your Holy Spirit and in Your Son Jesus' name. Amen. Take a second and just talk to the Lord and ask Him about your pursuits. Till next time, God bless.